If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, and then we shall understand, even as we have been fully understood. So faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. I'm not sure John Lennon and Paul McCartney were biblical scholars, but they did write a song that, once it's in your head, sort of stays there a while, called All You Need Is Love. There are 203 words in the lyrics of that song, 33 of which are the word love. Fully 15% of the lyrics of the song All You Need Is Love is in fact the word love. We would be quite a world if 15% of the words we said were or included the sentiments of love, would we not? I think they've got it right. And love is the fourth of the themes in the season of Advent, following sequentially hope, peace, and joy. And in a sense, summarizing, being the combination of all feelings. It's one of the most enduring and recurring images in my ministry. And it is most obvious whenever I officiate a wedding. What I usually do for the couple involved in a marriage is I give them one of these. It's a prism. And a prism, of course, is what takes white light and refracts it into all of its constituent colors. For white light is really the sum of all the colors in the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And the metaphor is, just as white light is the sum of all colors, so also is love the sum of all feelings. Not all of the feelings that go into a loving relationship, well, they don't all tickle. And although at the moment when two become one in a marriage, it feels pretty good, doesn't always feel that way. And so that's the point. So that whatever we feel in a relationship with one significant other, or in a family, or in a church, all of those feelings are the sum of what love is. That's why there's a star over the door entering this sanctuary. It's a prism star, which, kind of like the stars at night, come and go. It's been gone for a while. And I guess last week showed up. Somebody found it, put it back where it belonged. There's another one that goes here that isn't out quite yet. And in anticipation of this discussion, I actually bought this yesterday to bring to talk about at this point in the sermon. I intended to go and buy another star. And I learned yesterday that if you start your Christmas shopping on December 21st and you're looking for a prism star, good luck. I tell you what, though, Jeannie's going to love that left-handed socket wrench. I got the last one. I'm not sure whether this one's going to go there or whether the next couple that gets married is going to get it, but you get the point. It's all in there, for love is the fullness of feeling. Because, as Augustine told us centuries ago, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. The opposite of love is the absence of feeling. The definition of love is the fullness of feeling. Well, we have certainly, in the last 10, 12 days or so, experienced collectively the fullness of feeling. We watched in horror what the absolute worst that a human being can do, be meted out in a school in Connecticut. And at the same moment, we also saw human beings bear witness to the best of what a human being can do, at the same time and in the same place. And amid the horror, we have heroism. And amid the tragedy, we have an outpouring of what amounts to love, the fullness of all feelings. We watched human beings just like just like teachers in every school in this country put themselves between harm's way and children. These are the kind of people that do this work. And in the spirit of the season, I would suggest that every single teacher in America is at the top of Santa's nice list this year. We see